Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, an Italian-American podcast. And I am your host, Frankie D. And today's episode is coming to you from Piazza Italia, 3418 to 3426 North Harlem Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. It's a beautiful brick building with arches, and there's stores on the first floor and apartments up top, and there's Italian flags everywhere, and it has the old-time roof tiles, and it's just a beautiful place, and it's been in the heart of the Harlem Avenue, Little Italy section of Chicago. And my guest today is the namesake and son of the founder of Piazza Italia, Gino Bartucci. Gino, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Frank. It's a pleasure, man.
Well, it's a pleasure to sit down here in Piazza Italia. It always is for me. So let's talk a little bit about your family. I know you are 100% Italian, which is a great thing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's you don't realize how Italian you are until you kind of grow up and get out of the neighborhood a little bit. But both of my parents are into our culture. They've taught me a lot growing up, and I've had the opportunity to grow up in my dad's food businesses and learn some things that make our culture what it is, primarily the food.
And you mentioned businesses, plural. Your dad's had quite a few businesses, correct?
Yeah, like any real Italian, we can't sit still. So, my dad's, we've gotten involved in, started with a deli, making our own mozzarella, sausage, different cheeses, and imported items from Italy that were hard to find in America. And that spawned a pasta shop where we made homemade pastas and sauces daily. We deliver to a lot of restaurants around the city. We have a small retail storefront as well. But it's our way of sharing the culture with the regular American family.
And we appreciate it. Tell me about, where are they from in Italy?
So my dad is Calabrese. He's from Calabria, in a small town just outside of Cosenza, around Montesano.
Okay.
And my mom is from Conversano in Bari, Italy.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she's from Puglia. Is that near Bari, the city?
It's not too far. Conversano, I believe, is a little south. But it's a nice fishing village, and you'll see some elements of that on our menu. Just as you see some elements from Calabria and some more peasant-style mountain region dishes as well.
All right. So growing up, were you able to go to Italy?
Yeah, spent a couple summers out there, had a lot of family out there, so it was nice to kind of go, and see the family farms and, hear stories of my dad and my uncle growing up.
It was a good experience?
Oh, you enjoyed it? It was a good experience. I mean, coming back to America from Italy, really makes you realize how well they live life and how they practice it every day through love of family, tradition.
In Italy,
and especially
you're
food. Yes. In Italy.
Well, I agree with you.
It's great to bring that back here is the point.
I agree with you. It's there's always no place like home. However, I think they do live very well in Italy.
Yes,
and I think that sometimes gets misled as if they might not have the things we have here. Maybe the size of our cars and the size of our houses and, size apparently is a big thing in America, but I think they really enjoy life.
And that's all that matters. And since I was a small child, I realized that they find those material successes or things that Americans, look forward to and count as important. They put that into their love of family and their love of food. And that's something that growing up and then being in the professional market myself, aside from the family, that was something I saw that the market missed. A genuine care for what you put into the food, how you make it, the story you tell through it.
That's a very good point.
And that was something I love to see in Italy, and I try to translate to our guests on how that happened.
That's great. That's a very, very good point, because Italians take food to another level. Everyone has to eat to survive. That's
sure,
an obvious,
sure.
Realistic point. But Italians, it's not just about, well, I have to eat to survive. It's, I live to eat. I don't eat to live. I live to eat.
And not only is it what you're putting in your body, but how healthy and the quality of life you're living. But it's about what comes from that. Sitting at the table and sharing a beautiful meal brings together love, relationships, friendships, family. Some of the worst memories of a family are around the table, and some of their best memories are around the table. So it truly tells
very
a story,
yes.
Above and beyond the actual ingredients in the food. But it's the care for the food and actually executing it that opens up the ability for all those life experiences to happen.
Very true. Very true. Tell me about, okay, Piazza Italia, which I described it earlier to the people. It literally is a square, a mall, sort of mini mall-ish with a parking lot in front of it, right on Harlem Avenue. Do you know, okay, so your father was, what's the story? He was working at an Italian food store.
Yeah, so one of my dad's first jobs in America was working at an Italian deli and food store. And, you know, he worked his way up to partnership, I believe, or somewhere close to partnership. And then as any...
he loves it, I assume.
You have to love what you do.
Okay.
And I think more so than just the food, he loved what the food brought to people and the level of sociability and sharing his culture, more importantly. And food was, you know, means a vehicle to do that.
Absolutely.
So just as any good businessman or entrepreneur, there's a point to where you have to decide to go after it yourself. And in 1979, he broke ground on this building and just kind of went out.
So he, but he went beyond. I mean, he didn't just open a store, open a business. He bought a piece of land, apparently. Built a building, which is Piazza Italia, a big size building with multiple stores, and then thus put in his food store, which came to be known as Gino's.
Yeah, Gino's Italian Imports.
Wow.
And I think it was more than just the food, you know, it was giving people that experience. And it's not just the store, it's not just the food in the store. It was having people drive down Harlem and feel like they're in Italy or get a taste of it again, or be able to pull off the street and actually feel like they were home or they took a vacation for a short while.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I have a personal story. So when I was 19 years old, long time ago, I went to Italy for the very first time in my life. And I just loved it. I mean, it had a major effect on me. I adored it. I couldn't wait to get back. But I think I went for around 2 months, which was a pretty nice trip.
Good for you.
And it was actually a college school program in the summer for 5 weeks. And then I kind of extended my stay another 4 weeks. So when I came back, you know, 2 months later, that's a long trip. That's not a 7-8 day. And I remember coming to your father's food store, to Gino's in Piazza Italia. And I honestly, it was like you felt like you were still in Italy. And I remember the lady at the cash register, the cashier, like buying some things, talking Italian to her. And I just like loved it. I loved it. And ever since, I genuinely, if I come to Piazza Italia in any capacity, I always, it is a tremendous feeling. Like I'm just happy. It's a place like I like being. I think it's just everything about it. It reminds me of Italy, obviously, but it's also like my neighborhood in Chicago. This is where I was born and raised and continue to live in this section. And I just love it. So it really does have a profound effect on people, I believe.
You know, I love that. And especially recalling so far back. Not that old.
Well, I'll be honest. It was over 30 years ago.
That's awesome.
It was a long time ago. Now, so your dad ran Gino's for, do you know how long he had that for?
I want to say he had that for at least 25 years.
Okay.
About 20. 20 to 25.
And then I know your uncle, Tony Bartucci,
yeah.
He owns Pasta Fresh. I know he just celebrated not too long ago his 30th anniversary,
right.
Which is even that, everything about this Piazza Italia, the stores, everything was built very classy, very Italian. So the pasta shop, Pasta Fresh, has windows that divide where the customers are, where they're making the products. And it totally has a feel of like you're in Italy with fresh pastas, arancini, focaccia, panzerotti. Now your father, Sorgino's, closed, unfortunately. But in that space, your uncle has shelves with Italian products. They're open for lunch with pasta dishes, coffee, and it's just a great place to go. Now, you opened Bartucci.
Yes.
Homemade Italian food.
Yes.
Un ristorante. How did you get into the restaurant business? Is this something that you wanted to do for a while?
Well, I kind of you know, I don't want to say I didn't have a choice, because I definitely do. But since I was a child, my first job, some of my first memories working or, you know, getting paid was on this property.
So you did work here as a child. Did your sisters work here as well?
You know, everyone got forced in a couple summers of, you know, doing some bags and helping people with groceries. Yeah, 100%. So we've all had our hand. You know, in high school, I was in work program over here.
But you were.
Yeah, before that, there was a small Italian restaurant that my dad and my uncle owned in this space. When I was 12 years old, that was some of my first experiences, running checks to guests, sweeping the floors, cleaning the bathrooms. You know, so I was kind of always into it. And I didn't realize until after high school that this was actually a career path when it was just second nature. And being hospitable and extending that to friends, family, and strangers was something that was naturally what I saw in my family and my dad. So I think it was a no-brainer to go into hospitality. Since high school, I went downtown. You know, I pursued my own career. Had great experience in all types of different themed restaurants and nightclub venues and bars. And
so you're used to this type of lifestyle.
100%. And it was important for me to get a professional experience on my own. And only doing that to realize the beauties that were missing downtown and some of those high-end establishments and these, you know, great national publications and attention I was getting, I realized that, you know, going back to your roots is something truly important, and it's a lost art. And doing that made me actually appreciate more where I came from, and inspired opening Bartucci to give a nod to not only what my family always did with their heart and soul, but put a small spin on it of what I've learned downtown as far as level of service and some creative ideas to embellish upon some of the old foundation.
And that probably actually worked out quite well. Instead of just rushing into things and opening up a business when you're really not maybe prepared,
sure.
You kind of learn downtown, learn from others, learn in big establishments, like you said, hotels, big restaurants, paid your dues, so to speak.
Of course.
And now you're a little older, a little wiser, more experienced, and you're ready.
You can't be doing anything right unless you do it wrong a couple times.
That's
so there's
absolutely
something to be learned from that, and I couldn't be happier to be you know, displaying a culmination of my knowledge and experience and my story growing up through our food here, just like my dad's done you know, many years before.
Absolutely. Two other things. One thing for sure I wanted to add is, across the street from Piazza Italia,
yes.
Your father purchased a building and yes. has a couple businesses in there as well. He has La Bomboniera, which is
Italy's Gifts, is what we refer to.
Italy's Gifts. Yeah. Okay, used to be called La Bomboniera.
No, you have street cred. I'm glad you know the real name.
Okay, yeah. That's the place to go for souvenirs, for imported gifts from Italy, imported.
Amazing, hard to find stuff, great selection of jerseys, anything from kitchenware to like I said, unique espresso sets and, you know.
To music, from magazines.
From the original name, Bomboniera.
Right.
There's small gifts for baptisms, weddings, you know, etc. And next door to that, he has a beautiful Giuseppe Armani statue gallery. Which, you know, have always been collectibles as far as I can remember in all the old Italian houses.
So in this area, he and his family have housed like maybe 6-7 different businesses.
Yeah,
over the last...
If you can think of any other experience in Italy
wow.
we're missing, please let us know.
Over the last 38 years. And did he not also have a restaurant in another location once upon a time?
Yes, he had a great restaurant in Oak Park called Da Luigino. And I remember some of my most early memories in the kitchen where I'm getting in the way of cooks and playing with my toys and, you know, bothering people for food in the back of Da Luigino.
Okay, and I do recall, and I don't know how I couldn't, 2006, I believe, 2006,
it's important
World Cup.
I knew you were going to
So, say. Everywhere people are watching the final game.
Yes.
And then when Italy won, I would say realistically close to 2,000 people ended up at Piazza Italia. The city of Chicago realized to block off the streets. They blocked it off 2 blocks south, 2 blocks north. And for that glorious day, we had a party like there never was in the parking lot of Piazza Italia and the street in front of Piazza Italia. What I'm getting at, it was all here. And when I say it was all here, from all neighborhoods. When Italy won, where did you celebrate? If you lived in Chicago, the suburbs, the north side, the south side, it all ended up here.
You're absolutely right. And once you said 2006, I knew exactly where you were going with
it. I can never forget it. Obviously, you can't.
Yeah, truly an incredible memory. And it was really awesome to see, especially in my older years at that time, if I could say older, in 2006. But it was great to see what an impact this property and my family had on the community, because I saw people that I hadn't seen in years. And really, what was kind of just a regular day on Harlem, with all the cafes just packed with people, it truly became a scene. And thousands of people came out of nowhere.
It reminded me of, like, if that's the place to be, then I shall be there. Because this was the place to be.
It was truly impressive. And it really felt like that was a stronghold and ground zero for the Italian community in Chicago.
And I got to be honest with you. If, unfortunately, Italy did not even participate in this Life World Cup, which was incredibly disappointing.
Sure about, yeah.
Right. I didn't watch
some tournament this summer. Yes. I haven't heard of it.
So we would need to wait another 4 years just for participation. Indeed. Hopefully. But what I'm getting at is, if Italy were to win, or when they win, another World Cup, I would venture to say that party would happen again here at Piazza Italia. Don't you think so?
I know so.
And, I know so, right.
Even if we haven't spoken another word about it in 4 years, I think a lot of the community would naturally want to come here, and they would show up. Because I do see the business is thriving. I do see us growing, and just as any anything in the Italian culture, it's time for tradition and generations to continue.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there still a Leaning Tower of Pisa statue kind of on the roof with an Italian flag sticking out of it?
Yeah, no, there's definitely,
but, I mean,
definitely a Tower of Pisa, a huge one. I remember climbing up on the roof and helping the guys put it up there. That's there to stay. It is not moving. And it's if you ever get lost, look up in the sky, and
exactly,
the Leaning Tower of Pisa will point you in the right direction.
And I got to be honest as well. Driving here to conduct this interview, I was about 2 to 3 blocks north of Piazza Italia, and I saw the Italian flag waving, the giant flag over the street of Harlem Avenue. And there again, the smile comes to your face, and it's like, yes, that's the place. So it's just, what is the future of my beloved Piazza Italia, in your opinion? I'm getting, realistically, I'm getting older, your father's getting older, your uncle's getting older.
Sure.
Where do you think this is all going?
It's important to keep a good thing going. As we discussed, not only is it important to me, my culture, my upbringing, as well as my sisters and the rest of my family, but it's important to the neighborhood, and it's something I think the Italian culture needs. And I look forward to not only keep the restaurant thriving and taking care of the community, but I see Pasta Fresh thriving as well. And I want to make it a place that is a destination, and where you could learn about Italian culture, experience Italian culture, but really feel the Italian culture. And I think that's really important.
Do you feel personally any obligation to keep things going, since you are younger, the son, and mind you only have sisters, so sure, you are the male heir to the throne. Do you feel an obligation to continue all this?
You know, an obligation sometimes has a negative connotation. It's less of an obligation and more of a pride. And if you truly appreciate everything that has been built and what's behind it, and the story and the work and the quality of the product behind it, I would say there's not an obligation, but there's a level of pride where it's important for me for it to continue.
Okay, I can totally relate to you.
And believe it or not, my sisters are more than capable, and I'm not in it alone. So I look forward to everyone getting it together and truly making it a family tradition.
Well said. I can totally relate, because I probably never talk about it on the show, but obviously I need a day job to support the podcast. And I have been running and the owner of my father's business,
sure,
And it's a little old-fashioned greasy spoon diner in Chicago, on the north side of Chicago. And we've been open there on that corner 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for above 55 years.
Wow.
And there are many days, and I'm by myself. Yes. And I think to myself, I'm done. I'm pooped. I want out. And there is pride, and there is joy, and there is that little bit of, you're right, obligation sounds like an ugly word, but just, you know, a sense of keeping it going for my dad's memory. My dad's been deceased for about 19 years now. His memory, for the people,
yeah,
for the people in the neighborhood, for the people that come there and they go, I used to come here in, you know, fifth grade and, oh my God, nothing changed. And there's that happiness. And there's that little bit of like, I got to keep this place going. I got to get up, get out of bed and keep this place going. So I can totally relate with a little bit of what you're going through in this.
You know, and in business for yourself, there's always huge ups, huge downs. You know, there's always days where you feel like that. But hearing stories like you just told me when you were 19 years old, those are the intangibles. Those are the priceless things that make the hustle worthwhile.
Okay.
So when you forget all the other stuff, hopefully those things are enough to make it worthwhile.
Okay, before we end, tell me a little bit about the restaurant, some of the unique things you do. I know La Nonna comes into play in some capacity.
Yeah, so we're a small neighborhood restaurant. Everything we do is from scratch, in-house. Of course, my family makes pasta next door daily that we you know, once we open up, our chefs go next door, pick up the pasta, so it's made hours before you you actually sit down and eat it. We have a beautiful garden in the back. A lot of our herbs and spices, some vegetables come from the garden. And you'll see some beautiful renditions of some old classic Italian dishes. You'll see some regional things as well. But then you'll see some creative dishes that you might not see in another Italian restaurant. That is a culmination of my experience downtown, as well as pushing the envelope with my talented chef, Raul, and myself. So you'll get a neighborhood feel. You'll get quality food that is heart and soul poured into it as the key ingredient. And you'll have a great time in the neighborhood.
And we are a BYOB.
Yes, we are a BYOB establishment. We also offer plenty of options for gluten-free, vegan, and vegetarian diets.
Sounds great. And the BYOB, as a consumer, you got to love it. You got to love it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. We make wine at home.
Yeah, bring
so
home
I come to
Dino.
Bartucci. I'm bringing homemade wine,
please,
which, I mean, really didn't cost me nothing. Enjoying it. Great food, great atmosphere, and it ends up being a great price because I'm not buying that $85 bottle of wine.
You know, and that's
when
what,
I'm bringing
that's
it.
What it's about. It shouldn't be intimidating to go out and enjoy a good meal. We're a place that is all about the food, what's on the table, and the people around the table. And at the end of the day, that's what's most important. So, you know,
sounds
appreciate
great.
Your business, my friend.
Sounds great. Well, I know you have to open, and you have work to do. So, Gino, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. And this is what I say to people in the Chicagoland area that are maybe aren't familiar with Harlem Avenue, which my blood, everything is here. I love Harlem Avenue. Come to Harlem Avenue. Come to 3426 North Harlem Avenue. If you are coming to visit Chicago, you can bypass Italy. Come to 3426 North Harlem Avenue. Not far from O'Hare. That's a good point. We are about probably 20 minutes south of O'Hare Airport, and you will not be disappointed. Gino, thank you so much for the interview. I hope you flourish here for many years. I hope Piazza Italia is here for many, many years, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Frankie. Love you.
Thank you. And to all my listeners, stay strong, stay sharp, and stay Italian. Thank you all, and to the next interview.
Taormina è il più bel fiore di Sicilia, c'è la Sardegna, paradiso in mezzo al blu, ma c'è un'isola che desta meraviglia, si chiama Capri e non si scorda più, poi Napoli, Sorrento e così via, l'Italia è un souvenir di simpatia, amore, pizza ed allegria, è bella l'Italia. Il mare come compagnia. Venezia che sorride a tutto il mondo, come una donna sempre ti innamorerò. Roma eterna visitata dalla gente, per le bellezze e per l'antichità. Firenze quell'artistica città, che mai nessuno al mondo scorderà. Amore, pizza ed allegria, che bella Italia, incanto d'arte e poesia. Che bella Italia, il mare come compagnia. Che bella Italia, un sogno nella realtà, l'Italia è questa. Quando c'è la luna piena a Portofino, del vino bianco la ragazza insieme a te, può cambiare in quell'istante il tuo destino, perché un amore più splendido non c'è. I laghi, le montagne e così via, l'Italia ha sempre tanta fantasia. Amore, pizza ed allegria, e bene. Che bella Italia, il mare come compagnia. Che bella Italia, un sogno nella realtà, l'Italia è questa qua. La